I know when to go to a break. Talk Radio.
This is the Darren Kincaid Show.
Call the Darren Kincaid Show at 661-467-2416.
Hey, yo, this is the Derek and Kay Show. We are broadcasting live from Boston. I am Derek.
And I'm Kay.
And there is Kay.
Good evening, everybody.
We are here on a good-looking Sunday.
Beautiful Sunday. Beautiful Labor Day weekend.
And this is our first time doing the show, so bear with us.
It might be a little bit sketchy.
We're not sure what we're looking at here.
We have no idea what we're doing, but we're doing a show, right?
We're doing a show.
And it's going to be awesome, right?
It's totally going to be awesome.
And I hope one person at least is... We know what one person is listening and they're sitting right beside us.
Are they going to call?
I don't know if they're going to call
in. That would be great if they would call.
Yeah, that would be real terrific.
Should we give the number out one more time?
Let's give the number out one more time.
It is 661-467-2416.
That's right. Call us, talk to us live. Ask us a question. You never know what question to ask. That's right.
That's right.
Still can't get it right even live.
Well, we got it right on the clip, and that's pretty good.
Oh, how's your weekend, Derek?
Well, it's going pretty good.
It's going good?
It's going by fast.
Yeah.
We did a lot of show prep here, and it's exciting that we got the show going.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm just hoping we get some callers in.
Yeah, I'm hoping we get some callers as well. Well, it's Labor Day weekend, and of course I work retail, so this wasn't really a weekend for me.
No.
But you were chilling, right? Did you work today?
I was chilling. I did not work today.
You didn't work today?
I was working a little bit on some of the sound effects that we've got, so, you know, we can get, like, big crowds and clapping and all that stuff.
Did you work yesterday?
Did I work yesterday? No, I did not work yesterday. Yesterday would be Saturday.
So you had a weekend.
I had a full weekend.
Lucky you.
And tomorrow off, of course, as well.
Oh, lucky you. I am definitely working. Well, let's start out with some weird news.
I like weird news.
You like weird news?
Weird news is good.
I love some weird news. It's better than the stuff on CNN, right?
Way better.
It's a little more entertaining. Well, I came across a story which I thought was really hilarious. Before we're going to talk about that, can I just talk about a video that's been going around YouTube for a while?
Oh, yeah. Please do. We like the best and worst of YouTube.
Yeah. Well, it's actually not on YouTube anymore. I think someone took it down. But there is a girl. She's like 20 years old, and she's in Bosnia or something like that, and she's throwing puppies into a river.
What?
Do you know
Wait,
about
I did
this?
Not. No, I did not
you,
hear
you,
that.
You don't know about
that
this?
That's horrible.
Yeah, all you have to do is Google it. Girl throws puppies into a river. She's got a bucket full of a bucket. First of all, why does she have a bucket full of puppies? That's what I want to know. They're like week old, like little, like puppies. You know, and she's got her glove on, right? Someone's filming her, so someone's there. She's,
that's horrible.
She's on the side of the river. It's like some rapid, you know, like something you go, you know, white water rafting in. So she's got her.
She wasn't teaching the puppies how to swim.
Not at all.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so she's got her bucket full of puppies, right? And she reaches in with her glove in, and she throws, she takes the puppy. It's like, you know, it's small as her hand, and she takes the puppy, chucks it into the river.
Oh my gosh.
Chucks the puppies within the river. Certain death. And the puppies are like squealing. It's just horrifying video. Horrifying video. So this has been, yeah.
That's really sad.
It is really sad. I mean, it's just something real terrible.
Wait, where did this happen again?
Hurst in Bosnia.
Oh, in Bosnia. Okay. Bosnia. It wasn't in the U.S. of A.
No, it's not in the U.S. of A. It was in Bosnia, and it's, you know, it's not the greatest place in the world.
I'm trying to look here. I don't have any puppy or dog sounds.
You don't have any
puppy or dog
sounds?
I thought I had one before, but now I don't. So
be prepared for this. Anyway, I don't have a link to the story, but I came across the story while I was looking for some weird news today. And apparently, this gentleman, and this is a story very close to my heart because you know how I feel about spiders.
Yeah, it's horrid.
They're not my friend. Anyway, this gentleman was helping his wife out because she's, you know, horrified by the spiders. And she went to go, you know, get the spider. So her husband goes and he grabs a big can full of deodorant. He sprays the spider. The spider creeps behind the toilet.
Uh-huh. I haven't heard this.
Yeah. And I think he lights a match. He's spraying the spray deodorant and almost blows up the bathroom.
What happened?
He's trying. he sprays the deodorant all around trying to get the spider. He's trying to kill the spider with the deodorant. And then he, like, would you light a match? Or, like, I think it might have been a lighter or something. I don't have the link to the story in
it
front of
me. It blew the toilet.
It blew up almost the bathroom. It singed his hair. It was a show. All to kill a spider.
Great.
Unbelievable. Well, you know something, Derek?
What's up?
I don't know when we're supposed to go to break.
Oh,
that's
does
the
it
problem.
Does it tell us? Is there something on the screen? Do we have any callers?
We have no call. Wait, we have one caller.
We have one caller. Can we put them on?
Do we? Do we have a caller at all?
I don't.
I think the caller might be me. Yeah, that's me.
Oh,
that's us.
That's us broadcasting.
We are professional here.
Professional. Fantastic.
Yeah, I'm not really sure when we're supposed to go to break. But we've been on for 6 minutes. Do you think 6 minutes is okay?
I think we're doing okay. I think there's no need to break any time.
Yeah, I don't know either. Wow. Well. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I got something here.
What do you got?
I got some weird news. I didn't really catch all the story, but someone sent me this here. From the land of Montana.
Uh-oh.
I guess someone said that, the authorities got that a teen sent a, wrong number text to a sheriff about scoring some pot. I didn't get the whole story yet, but the best part I like here, this is for real because it comes from the AP, so it's got to be real.
Oh, that is this genuine.
So let's see here. The authority said that a teen, Montana, hit the wrong number, inadvertently sent a text message to Lewis and Clark County Sheriff saying...
Wait, Lewis and Clark County?
Yeah, what's that? I don't know what that is.
Sorry, that was a good TV show, but go ahead.
So this is a text message here. It says, "Hey dog, do you have a 20 I can buy right now?"
That is fantastic.
It's pretty wonderful. I don't know.
But does that?
I don't know what happened
that,
here.
See, I'm not a pot smoker. Does that imply that you need to buy pot? Do you got a 20 I can score? What is it? A 20 I can.
Oh, it had a dollar.
How old do I sound?
A $20.
Oh, a $20.
Yeah, I guess that means.
Bag of weed.
A certain amount.
Wow.
Yeah.
A certain amount. We don't sound very cool because we don't know what we're talking about when we're talking about pot.
That is true. Maybe we get some callers to give us some.
Yeah, maybe some
pot.
Callers to call about what's the pot code words or colloquialism.
Yeah, 420.
Yeah,
420. We know that one.
I just found that out recently.
That's,
that's actually my birthday, and I had no idea. And people were like, "Your birthday's on 420." I'm like, "Yeah,
420, yo."
420, yo. And I didn't think that was a big deal until someone told me about that. All right. Spider story.
The general rule of thumb when buying marijuana, just don't text the sheriff. I guess that's what that comes down to.
Yeah, I wouldn't think that that's the best number to text about that. Thanks, Donald. Your mic sounds pretty
okay,
good. How's my sound?
All right.
Sound good?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah. How's the sound over there? Oh, good.
Oh, okay.
That's our assistant producer over there, Tom.
Assistant producer? I thought that was our intern.
Oh, maybe he's our intern.
He's like stealing our bandwidth.
He is stealing our bandwidth just a little bit. On Full Tilt. But I'm hoping that there's some money to be made over there.
He's making money while we're doing a show.
That's right.
I guess that's what that means.
For free. As a matter of fact. We're doing a show for free.
A show for free. And
I hope everyone's enjoying the show for free.
And
a little bit of a train wreck right now because
yeah,
we don't know what we're doing.
We don't really know what we're doing.
We actually don't even have a lot of show material. And we're talking
really
over each other, too. That's
oh,
right.
Yeah.
Professional.
I wish we had, let's see. We don't have a commercial over there.
Not seeing one. But I do have a switchboard up. And it's showing nothing, showing 50 minutes remaining.
I thought there would be a break somewhere.
Me too.
And zero callers. Do we have any idea? Does it show, like, any people that are listening? Do we get any of that information?
No. Nothing. Maybe we should have done a little more preparation. But we did a lot of preparation as it was.
Yeah, like. We did what we could.
Yeah,
we got that going on.
We are currently the only caller.
Wow.
But that's okay.
How sad.
It is a little bit sad. Oh. But, you know, It's okay. It's our inaugural show. And our intern over there is having a ball.
Maybe we'll get a call.
Maybe we'll get a call from our intern. I mean, who knows?
Oh, that number
oh,
again?
Oh, the number again is 661-467-2416. Call us to talk to us live. Anyway. All right. Well, I'm sorry. The number is 661-467-2416. Or maybe you want to play the sound clip again, Derek.
I can play the
sound clip again.
It's so good.
It's really good. Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416. We have a caller. Well, we have a caller. Let's see.
We haven't tried getting a caller on here yet.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. How you doing?
Oh.
Hi.
I'm your first caller.
Oh, you are our first caller.
Oh, welcome to the Derek and Kay Show.
Welcome to the Derek and Kay Show. How are you doing?
Pretty good on my commercial, though.
No, you're live. We can hear you.
Is it on commercial?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, I love the tape delay. Let me turn this down. Now I know why they do that.
Yeah, turn down your radio.
Yeah, turn down your radio.
I forget to say that.
Yeah, why don't you yell at me a few times about that? Oh, hold on. I want to take a picture of my cell phone of being the first caller on. I got that. So I thought you were going through my life story there. The dog didn't make sense, but I thought I saved my wife's life. That was a very big spider.
Oh, that was you.
It was me. Yeah. And I never did sell pot to a sheriff, but I did once hide pot in a sheriff's office. But that's another story.
That does sound like
Thank
another
you.
Story. Can you hear that?
I think that's 30 years too late, maybe 40 years too late to come and get me.
40 years too late?
For the sheriff, I think. There must be some kind of time limit on coming after hiding pot in the jail.
I think there is some sort of statute of limitation on that, don't you think, Derek?
Yeah. Yeah.
It wouldn't be my first place to hide it either. I think that's a little bit strange.
If you're brought into the jail and you have it on you, never hide it behind the heater, which was my first mistake, because you could smell it. But the worst part was I actually went back and got it. Maybe that should be in Weird of the News. News Weird, whatever it is.
Weird. It's weird news.
I think this is actually legit weird news.
Yeah, that was... Well, those are supposedly true. Did you see the one about they dropped babies from a 20-story tower?
No, I didn't see that one.
This was on TV. It was real. It was somewhere in India. And they're like 6 months old or 3 months old, they dropped them from a 20-story tower onto a trampoline. They bounce up, and the whole town is waiting for them and catches them. They've been doing it for 500 years.
Is this a new birthing process?
Or a deathing process. I'm not sure. They said no one has ever been injured. Maybe they're talking about the crowd and not the babies. I'm not sure about that, but it was live. I saw it. It was pretty interesting. Some of the kids didn't want to go over the top, but they all did.
I can't imagine why.
Are you making this up?
Yeah, you're making this up.
I'm not making this up. No, I'll send some photos.
Oh, you have photos? Were you there?
No, I'm going to have to go online here, but I can't do that because I have to have my radio down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got to turn your radio down.
Yeah. That's a rule.
That's rule number one when you're calling the Derek and Kay Show.
That's right. Or any other show.
Well, I want to tell you, good beginning to your show. I like it.
Hey, thanks.
You like it so far? We're
great
energy. Really
A little bit of a train wreck. That's okay.
Did you get our show?
That's okay.
Did you hear that?
I'm sorry?
Did you like our show?
You're breaking up on me.
Oh.
You driving through a tunnel right now?
Or going downhill?
We are going downhill right now.
Did you like the show intro? Did you hear that? I did.
My first complaint would be, when I called, it sounded like I was, in a tunnel somewhere with trains going through. I couldn't make out what was happening before I got on the air. There's lots of noise.
You sound right now.
Yeah, you sound pretty good right now to me.
Oh, good. Good. No, that was not what I was listening to. It was like a tape that you must have had for people to listen to. Or maybe that's not even you. It was almost like, it was what?
The Blog Talk Radio girl?
She's
got like a, I don't know, a British accent or something.
What, the one from the video?
Yeah. Talk Radio. No.
Yeah. She's got some sort of a British accent, yeah. Some sort of British accent. British accent. I don't know. I don't know why I said some sort, because it's with one or the other. But,
I couldn't understand a word she said.
Yeah, that's the problem, though, Steve.
Yeah, it's okay. That's not your problem, though.
We don't have control over that.
We don't have control about what the British people call our show. Lorna, call in.
Well,
Lorna,
I just wanted to say hi.
Well,
and you got me for the whole hour here.
Oh,
really?
Fabulous.
Well, hopefully there'll be material for the rest
of the listen to you for the whole hour. I don't have an hour of material.
Oh, okay. That's all right. You don't have an hour of material, you can't do our show.
No, you guys do a good job. I like it.
Do you think there's any topics that we should cover that we're not covering already? Because we don't really are covering a topic right now.
You're running.
You said this was for all ages, right?
Yeah, we'd like
mostly
to keep it that way.
Okay. Because when you were talking to me earlier, I did have a trunk full of alcohol, so.
Oh.
Trunk.
No,
hey,
you're doing well.
A trunk full of alcohol? A car trunk full of alcohol? Or one of those, like, camp trunks?
A trunk full of alcohol, yeah. Brought it all home. It's for a wedding.
Oh, disappointing. That means it's not all
for. Or maybe your opening night. I'll have to figure out which is which.
Fantastic. That sounds
opening
like.
Opening night? Like this?
Like right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
well, thanks for calling.
All right. I'll call you back. Thanks for being on.
All right.
Well, thank you very much.
All right.
We do appreciate
right.
the call.
You're
the first caller.
The call. You are
caller number
caller.
One.
Caller number one.
Well, I might be caller number two with an accent, too. We'll see if I can come up with something.
Oh, okay.
That would be
okay.
good.
That
yeah. Tell
right.
your friend with the
congratulations.
Okay.
All right. We're hanging up.
Hang up and listen.
Well, that was fun.
Wow, that was really pretty great.
And you know what? I have no idea when we're supposed to go to break, so we could be talking over commercials right now.
Do you think so? I think it gives us a countdown or something.
I see no countdown.
Wow.
I see 41 minutes remaining and end show now.
That's our only option.
Which I'm always tempted to press.
Well, depending how this goes.
Depending on how this goes, I could end show now. But you know what? I think we've got a lot of material here. I think that we should really, you know, we're late to the party. I understand. But this is our first show, so this is the first time talking about it. These celebrities going crazy.
Oh, my gosh. There is so many celebrities going crazy.
I am loving the celebrity rants. I'm loving celebrity phone calls, celebrity messages, celebrity voicemails. I'm loving it. I did love the Tiger Woods take your name off your phone voicemail.
Oh, it's great. I've heard the voicemail, and if you heard the music remix.
Love the remix. Very good. But I think that the best of all, the paramount, the top of the heap, is the Mel Gibson.
Oh, my gosh.
Mel Gibson, fantastic.
He just keeps on giving.
He does, keeps on equipping. It's like Christmas every day with a new Mel Gibson. You know what? We haven't heard anything for a while, but I hope more come out.
He's a nice guy.
He is an awesome nice guy.
You can't blame him for trying.
If I weren't married, boy, I'd go for that Mel Gibson. He is fabulous. I think, don't we have a little bit of rant here for us to listen to? If you haven't heard of it. If you've been living under a rock for the past couple of months, I think we have a Mel Gibson clip.
Oh, yeah, we can play some Mel.
I'm on it.
Well, I mean, if we had it queued up, we could play some Mel, but.
But we'll talk until you get it queued up.
We'll start it right from the beginning. There's many tapes that are out.
There's many tapes that are out.
I guess there's many different ones, but I think this one always comes down to the best here. We'll just
yeah. I think there are five or six rants that have made it out.
I think I heard six tapes, yeah.
All right. So what got that queued up there?
I'm working on it.
Pretty good production we got over here.
Pretty good. This I thought was the first one in recording here, so
we're
recording.
Recording.
So go ahead.
It's the beginning of recording.
Right. Yep, go ahead. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Total idea. What the f*** do you hope to accomplish with that? What are you hoping to accomplish with that?
Wait, can you stop it for a second?
What, are you going to pay it back?
Hey, pause it.
Just for all the kiddies out there and for all the tender ears listening, this is the edited radio version, so there are no F-bombs, but there are bleeped F-bombs. And there is the blow me section, which is not probably for the kiddies. So.
Yeah, but it's bleeped out. But
it's bleeped out. But you
get the idea.
You get the idea.
But it's still, you know, funny.
It's still funny. Still hilarious. All right, go ahead. Sit.
All right, resume.
If you do that, it's over. It's over now. F*** you. How dare you act like such a bitch when I'm being so f***ing nice.
Okay, wait, pause it. Because he just said he was being so effing nice.
Oh, right.
Yeah, because that was so super nice. Yeah.
Yeah, real nice talk.
Yeah, real nice. Yeah. You know, it makes you wonder what exactly was going on that morning when they were supposed to go to the jacuzzi.
Yeah, like how do you get to that, like it's a nice moment you're setting up. We're going to go to
the jacuzzi. They're probably waking up together.
Yeah,
you know.
How does it turn like that?
Turn ugly. I don't know. Keep going.
Keep on here.
Annoyed me for one reason.
What?
I did nothing but be nice to you.
What?
I've done nothing but be nice to you.
I didn't blame you last night.
What are you little bitch this morning for?
I wasn't doing anything.
What did I do? And you said, never mind. What the
f***
were you going to say?
The heavy breathing is my favorite.
I wasn't going to say about any earlier today. It just... I was going to say about last night, that's all.
Why did I let you sleep? That's my f***ing mistake. I should have woke you up and said, fucking blow me, bitch.
Nice.
I should have woken you up and said, blow me. You would have liked that better, yeah? You need the goddamn sleep.
We were supposed to go to jacuzzi, and you said...
Wait,
I got to start. This has been brought up a few times on other radio shows, but it's a good point, okay?
Supposed to go to jacuzzi.
We were supposed to go
to
jacuzzi.
To jacuzzi.
I know that her English is not her first language. Where is she? Is she Russian? I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Anyway, the definite article, is it that hard to stick it in?
The jacuzzi.
Is it really not that hard?
Supposed to go to jacuzzi, and you said...
It doesn't make any sense. And by the way, we're broadcasting live from your residence, and there's a lot of fruit flies around.
You know, I don't know what's up with the fruit flies, but they are.
If you don't know, Derek is not married nor cohabiting with another female, so of course there are fruit flies. It's a beautiful apartment.
Thank you, yeah.
And there's a lovely cat here, but there are a few...
Leo.
Yes, Leo. There are a few small creatures flying around with beady little red eyes. Okay, continue.
Okay.
You have to wait for something.
You have to wait.
You said.
You go to the goddamn jacuzzi.
I'm afraid it's dark outside. I just waited for you. I waited and waited till I fell asleep, and then.
Waited. What?
I don't blame you.
I deserve to be blown.
He's got his priorities. You got to give him that.
He deserves to be blown first.
Okay.
That is my favorite part. The work up to the monster scream. What is that all about? What is he
how
like?
How could it be?
Yeah, he's like turning into, it's like some horror movie.
Therapist, don't you ever speak to him. Find your own goddamn therapist.
Find your own goddamn therapist.
Because you have problems more than me.
You need medication.
You gotta push my buttons. And it is not going to work with us. It's not.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get like this anymore.
You can't get like this anymore.
Can't get like this.
And you know you're doing it. And you're a liar. And you're dishonest. And you are f***ed up. So you stay the f***ed away from me. Take care of your f***ed son. And I better have my daughter.
Now, what did he say about take care of your,
self?
No, the son. What did he,
oh,
what did he say about the son? I haven't listened to the uncensored
hold
version.
On, let me go back there.
Son, and I better have
go back
daughter.
A little further than that.
I'll ask that here. I don't understand what that part was. Like,
so you stay the f*** away from me. Take care of your f*** son, and I better have my daughter.
Of your effing what, son?
Is that from, like, another marriage?
I think that's, well, yeah, they have some daughter, baby daughter.
They have other ones flying around?
You mean the fruit flies? No, but I think they only have one child together.
Oh, that's probably good.
I think
good.
Their son's, yeah, it's pretty good.
Probably all, more than that.
Even the fortunate, the way it is.
That
right
one's
going
to come out nice.
Yeah,
I'm
that
sure.
one's going to be a great adult with two winners of parents. Because we've got one who says we were supposed to go to jacuzzi, and one who's flipping out and wants to be blown before we go to the jacuzzi.
Or before
he burns the house down.
Yeah, that should happen first.
Yes, that should happen first.
Because then you have no place to be, actually.
That's right.
Good point.
Burn down the house.
Oh, I'm continuing on here with this?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, where'd it go?
Good production.
Yeah, good production. I just... Oh, there it is. Okay.
Oh, good.
Oh,
we're back.
Button.
I just want my daughter and a maid. It's a rush like f***ing trouble. They clean up after themselves. They make your goddamn bed, which you did not.
Wait, he's mad at her because she didn't make the bed?
Wait, I didn't catch that part.
But he said he wanted he wanted the daughter and a maid to make the bed because she didn't.
What? Wait, I'm going to play that again, I think.
Or any other you put me through. I just need a nice woman to look after my beautiful daughter. And I don't have to f***ing you're a pain in the ass.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, we have got to isolate that for the soundboard.
That soundboard. That's great.
You're a pain in my ass. Stop being that.
Stop being that.
It's like that is the heart in the artichoke there. You're a pain in my ass. Stop being that.
That is awesome.
Stop being that. I think all you should say is stop being that, and you could imply you're a pain in my ass.
Stop
that's
being
gonna be,
that.
Yeah, stop being that. All you have to do is, like, go
like
to someone.
That.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, if someone's getting on your nerves, you walk up to them, you're like, stop being that.
Stop being that.
Stop being that.
That's
fantastic.
Awesome.
You don't even have to say you're a pain in my ass. It's implied.
Great.
Automatically implied.
You're a pain in my ass. Nothing but.
Oh, and
oh,
she hangs up.
Oh, she hangs up.
Finally.
I didn't realize that happened. She just hangs up on him.
I think she hangs up. I think she hangs up several times during
why
the
would
game.
She let that go for that long? Well, I mean, they get
well,
to check great material.
Well, I
think
she's recording, yeah.
Yeah.
That, well, that's like, you know, if something is going and it seems great material, why not just go along with it? I went on a couple of bad dates because it seemed like great material.
You got to have something to talk about.
And
she could use that. That's what the whole point is.
I suppose. I'm not really sure what she's going to use it for. Do we know what she's using it for still? We haven't heard much about the story since the development of these tapes came out and nothing.
And this happened in California?
I'm not sure. They live in Los Angeles? Well, I'm sure they do. They're celebrities. But this was in mid-July, wasn't it? Mid-July.
I think that's when those came out, yeah.
Yeah, that's when those came out. And there was a new one every day for like 4 days or 5 days or... Oh, it's fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. Well, speaking of celebrity tirades, this Jerry Lewis one is just fantastic.
Oh, you got something there.
Yeah, there's a little bit of something. Let me see. I'm going to mute my audio for just a second because there's a stupid commercial that plays in the beginning of this video.
Okay.
But it's a Charmin commercial with the bears.
I don't like those bears.
With paper on their butts.
Oh, I don't like that.
This is fantastic.
That reminds me. I remember you sent me a link once that was like some kids' wipes. Was it a frog?
Oh, it was a frog one.
For some reason, that sticks in my mind.
That was great. They don't play those commercials anymore, but, you know, they played on TV for a while. They would only come on in the daytime, like during soap operas.
Mm-hmm.
But I forgot what it was for. But, yeah. And it was, because I remember why I said it is because it had a little animated graphic of the frog
it's
wiping.
It's a little bit backside,
which is so fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, here we go. Let me just rewind this a little bit. Oh, come on. Come on. Just being very uncooperative.
So are there any?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead. I was just wondering if any calls were over there.
I don't see any calls.
No, okay.
Okay. Anyway, here's one call.
We got a call.
We got a call. It's not us.
Okay. Let's take a look.
Hello?
Hey. Hi. Can you hear me?
Hello there.
Hello. You're on the BK show.
Can you hear me?
Caller.
Oh, you know what? My audio's muted. Hi. Can you hear us now? Hi.
Hey, I was driving around in my car.
Yeah.
I was listening to my internet radio.
You have internet radio in the car.
Oh, yes, amazing. And
it's
just looking for something interesting, and I just came across your show, and boy, is it good.
Wow.
Honestly, finally found a show that I can enjoy in my car.
And you would be a total stranger, right? We don't know you, right?
Where are you calling from?
Yeah, where are you calling from?
I am calling from Washington State.
Washington State, fantastic.
Yeah, the reception's excellent out here.
Yeah.
Wow, well, we could broadcast all over the world.
Spokane, you know Spokane?
Yep.
Beautiful little town.
It's way out there.
3:30 right now.
Spokane.
Oh, is that what time?
Yeah.
No, it's 3:34 out here. I'm just looking at my clock on my car.
Oh, just changed.
Yeah.
I haven't seen a car with... at radio before. That's really cool.
Well, I have one question, though.
Okay.
And then I've got to go because I'm going out to dinner.
I understand.
Do you think the second half hour could possibly be as good as the first half hour?
Wow.
I really want to know.
Well, you know, since it is our first show and it took us...
Yeah.
It's a while just, you know, technically.
Just to log in.
Yeah, just to log in and technically the soundboard and all this equipment.
Yeah.
Professional.
Professional.
First
you know,
show.
We got the whole
first show.
First,
unbelievable.
This is our first show.
Wow.
So it's a little, you know, might be a little rusty at the start, but we're going to be gaming before you know it.
Yeah.
Like we got that great production such like this.
Yeah.
Wow. How many callers? I was feeding horses out here. And I missed
the car
callers. I heard one.
Oh, you heard one caller.
You'd
be caller number
you're
two.
You're caller number two.
Yeah.
Number two. Wow, I'm pretty honored.
Eerily similar to caller number one.
Don't I get one of those because that's my first time calling you guys? That's
what was that noise again?
I think that's for sure.
That's the taking the cork out.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah. Oh, very good.
That's what someone else does when you're the first time caller.
Getting a little happy right now.
First time caller, long time listener.
Yeah, it's been almost a half hour for me.
It does seem a long time.
Yeah.
Well, we're doing it. Yeah. Yeah,
well, I can't wait for the podcast of this. I believe I've heard amazing things that you can actually listen to this several times after you're done. which is just mind-boggling.
Yep.
And
to be used for method torture.
So very excited about that. And I've got to go pick some people up now.
This
okay.
And waterboarding. Waterboarding and the Derek and Kay Show podcast over and over again.
Whatever
wow.
It takes.
All right. I'll try and remember that. And I just want to wish Kay and Derek Max all the, Derek all the luck in the world on this new adventure.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Be sure to tell your friends, too, that you had a great drive over because you're listening to the Derek and Kay Show.
That's right.
Wow. That's right. That's right. That's right.
Lots of enthusiasm over there.
Thank you.
On the West Coast.
Well, we'll call Washington. Again sometime when I have more time. How's that?
Fantastic.
That sounds great. Hopefully.
Wait, is this going to be next Sunday at 6 o'clock also?
We're hoping. Every Sunday, as long as we can do it.
Oh,
as long as people are interested. Yeah,
wow.
Every Sunday. We might have some more stories, but this is just, we're just out of the box.
We are out of the box.
And this is how it's,
awkwardly out of the box.
Going. Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. So weddings and things like that won't even get in the way of this, huh?
Nope.
We broadcast from
I'm
the
already
wedding.
Married. I don't know.
Yeah, and I...
Oh, no, I'm just talking about weddings like, if you had to go to a wedding or something, that wouldn't even get in the way of this, huh?
Oh, I've got a wedding.
Well, that would happen on wouldn't happen on a Saturday, and then you'd be back in time on
Sunday.
Oh,
all right,
yeah,
Saturday, yeah, and then you could be back in time.
I think that's how it works, yeah.
Most everyone's already married.
Well, this little breaking up here on my wonderful Sprint connection.
All right. How's the traffic out there?
Oh, it's a nice dry day out here in Spokane. Very nice.
No city. Pine trees everywhere. Peter. Nothing.
Oh, you got someone else.
No.
In here. Oh, no. Anyways, the people are going to hop in the car here, and I...
Okay.
I'll talk to you soon. Next Sunday.
Well, thanks so much for calling the show. And
I'll try
and have
be
a good
more interesting
time.
Then.
All right.
And we will, too.
All right. Promise I will.
Don't park.
I think that's Uncle Bob.
Oh, Uncle Bob. Oh, it's Uncle Bob.
A lot of uncles around tonight. Goodbye. Good luck.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for the call.
See you.
Yeah, bye.
All these phone calls.
The number again is 661-467-2416 if you want to call in and call us asses.
I think we're gonna take a short break unless we have another call there. I think we're gonna take a short break.
We are?
Yeah.
How do we take a break?
I'll take a break from here.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
I'm getting ready to play the Jerry Lewis bit.
Wireless booze franchise? None? Then you need the all-new International Log! Just tug its twig, and you'll turn your log into a talking tree, fluent in 5 foreign tongues! There's French!
Arriviamo, Coco!
German!
Raspideutsch! Strudel!
Espanol!
Las cucarachas entran, pero no pueden salir.
Spanish?
I am a bearded lady.
And of course, New Yorkese.
Hey, can't you see I'm walking here?
Yes, log. All nations love log. So hurry now to your local store and be the first in your country to have the International Log.
What rolls down here, over and here, over your neighbor's door? What's made for a snack, sits on your back, it's log, log, log. It's log, log, it's big, it's heavy, it's wood. It's log, log, it's better than that, it's good.
Do the modem le log.
Yeah, it's really fun. I got your log right here.
Everyone needs a log, so you're a log and log.
Yes, sir, I like it.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
Thank you.
had our mics down.
My aunt. Oh, okay.
So
good.
This is the Derek and Kay Show. And
yeah, we're back.
Passing by.
Extremely professional. So, anyway, before we took a break, I was going to play this Jerry Lewis clip that I think is just fantastic. Because, you know, Jerry Lewis is not the same Jerry Lewis you know from the Jerry Lewis telethon when you were, like, 8.
Oh, boy.
You know, he's old, okay?
How old,
old
is he, by the way?
I don't know. But let's, you know what, we can wiki.
Wiki, wiki.
Wiki Jerry Lewis. Let's see how old he is.
Wiki, wiki.
But Jerry
Lewis.
You
want to put a guess?
We're guessing?
76.
Jerry, oh, I think
he's 78?
That. 78. Jerry Lewis has got to be at least 80.
Ooh, he's in his 80s.
I think he's in his 80s. Let's see.
All right.
Let's
this is exciting.
Wiki says, oh, by the way, I can't do math.
Oh.
So
it says the year
he's
born. Math is tough.
Yeah, math is hard. Wait. Let's see. I got to move this window. This is just killing me. Jerry Lewis is 84.
Wow. Wow.
So he's doing well. He's getting up there. He's still not as old as Betty White, who I think is 88.
Betty White is 88?
Maybe that's wrong. I don't know. I know, because she's so funny.
She's really funny.
But Jerry Lewis is, well, he's ancient, basically, right now. And he said, he was talking about the whole thing with Lindsay Lohan. You know, she was in jail for the whole drug thing and, like, drunk driving and things like that. And she's, you know, just a mess.
She's a total mess right now.
And this is what Inside Edition covered with Jerry Lewis' story about what Jerry Lewis would do to Lindsay Lohan if she ran into him on the
street. Oh, my God.
Here we go.
Okay.
Lewis is hopping mad, lashing out at troubled actress Lindsay Lohan in a shocking tirade.
I would smack her in the mouth and be arrested for abusing a woman.
What would you say to her?
I would say, you deserve this and nothing else. Whack!
Whoa!
And then, if she's not satisfied, I put her over my knee and spank her.
And just listen to his
opinion. Wow, this is awesome.
The same thing with Paris Hilton. Those children are begging for help. What they're doing is saying, I'm f***ed up, can you please help me?
Wow.
The video.
That's awesome.
So much better.
I love it. I wish he would. Can we get...
He's like an old, he's an old decrepit man, right? He's not, he's doing the telethon, you know, the muscular dystrophy?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah,
no, it's cerebral palsy, isn't it?
No, you're right, it's the first time.
Or maybe it's all those diseases.
Yeah, but Ed McMahon's not there anymore.
No, he's finished, isn't he?
Yeah.
But that's the story with Jerry Lewis.
Wow, that's a gem.
Yeah, isn't that great?
That is awesome.
He'd smack her in the mouth and be abused and be arrested for abusing a woman. And then he'd spank her.
I wish he would.
It sounds a little bit like, you know what, it's a little too close to sexual, don't you think?
It is, the whole over the knee thing.
He's like a dirty old man.
Yes, he
did. He put over the knee. Is that an old man thing, or is that like a sexual thing?
I think it's a little bit of both.
A little bit of both.
Adds to the other.
Yeah, the creepy factor.
It's really, that's pretty creepy.
It's totally. It's just Jerry Lewis. He's like, he's got the, in the video, he's got the crazy eyes, and the hair's kind of graying, and he's, you know, it's not good.
Oh, I gotta see the video.
Oh, you gotta see the video.
I haven't seen that, no.
Oh,
that's
fantastic.
Great.
Fantastic. Wow. Oh. Oh, and then there's the Christian Bale rant.
Oh, I've heard a little bit about this.
Oh, this is fantastic.
This is classic.
This is also old news. I mean, this is from
is
last
news.
Year, but it's still funny.
Still has legs.
Still got legs. So I guess he was on the set of a Terminator and some...
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, and some...
And it's a lighting guy? Is that what it was?
Yeah, some set guy. Mm-hmm. By the way, I haven't seen Terminator on a big loser.
Yeah, me neither.
Terminator 1, 2, 3, or whatever.
The people that know me out there listening realize that I haven't seen it either.
Yeah, sad time. Maybe one day on Netflix or something like that. Anyway, he's on set Terminator. Some lighting guy kept walking by during a scene, and he went nuts. And here it is.
In the middle of a scene? Then why the f*** are you walking right through? Ah, da-da-da-da, like this in the background. What the f*** is it with you? Hey, it's f***ing distracting having somebody walking up behind Bryce in the middle of the f***ing scene. Give me a f***ing answer. What don't you get about it? F*** sake, man, you're amateur. I'm trying to f***ing do a scene here, and I'm going, why the f*** is Shane walking in there? What is he doing there? You understand my mind is not in the scene if you're doing that.
You're unbelievable, man.
You're unbelievable.
I want to f***ing kick your f***ing ass.
You don't shut up for a second, all right? No, I don't need any f***ing walking. He needs to stop walking. I ain't the one walking. Seriously, man, you and me, we're f***ing done professionally.
Wow.
We haven't got that.
That's
awesome.
Totally fantastic.
Wow, that's a good one.
It's just, oh, it's just pure gold. And my, you know, my favorite one to, you know, before that was the good old Alec Baldwin clip from his yelling at his daughter, I think. It's part of this here.
Oh, I haven't heard this one.
Oh, you haven't heard this
no,
one?
No, I haven't heard this.
Oh, it's great.
Yelling at his daughter?
Oh, yeah.
How old's the little one about?
11.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, the daughter's mother.
I don't think I've heard this.
Daughter's mother's Kim Basinger. You know that, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm out of the loop. I haven't heard this one.
Oh, this is fantastic. I can't believe you missed this one. Here it is.
To a phone that calls you at a specific time.
Oh, by the way, the back story is he called his daughter and she hasn't called him back, I think. But, so he's a sentimental tailspin. Here it is.
I don't even have that goddamn phone turned on. I'm leaving this message with you to tell you, you have insulted me for the last time. You don't have the brains or the decency. As a human being, I don't give a damn that you're 12 years old or 11 years old or that you're a child. You better be ready Friday, the 20th, to meet with me. So I'm going to let you know just how I feel about what a rock...
You know, they edited that out.
Oh, my God.
They edited that out, and it says the in the other... The other script is like, I don't care if you're 12 years old or 11 year old or if your mom is a thoughtless pain in the ass.
Oh, jeez. That's nice to
that's,
say.
Yeah.
That's nice to say.
That's
to
the you. Best part of
little
it.
Little daughter.
Yeah, that's the news more.
Little pig, you really are. You are a rude, thoughtless little pig.
To be played in.
Oh, I love the house. Hi, Dad. Got your message.
I got your message. I'm sorry I didn't call you back. I'm sorry.
Wow, that's some serious
it's
stuff.
It's really special. So, celebrities flipping out, one of my favorite things about Hollywood. The only reason to watch things like Entertainment Tonight.
Oh, it's great. We're going to keep up on those and get many more of those, I think.
Definitely got to keep up on those. Okay. So we got about 12 more minutes to the show.
Awesome.
And I got a couple more things. So we got...
We don't have any callers. No more callers?
I didn't see a caller.
Okay. All right.
Not Bob or anybody.
That's good. Well, yeah. It was nice to get the call.
Yeah, it's nice to get the call. So we got the best of Craigslist.
We got best of Craigslist? Okay,
yeah.
Good. I wasn't...
Yeah, we got the best of Craigslist. The ones I chose... were, you know, of the more less sexual ones. Although those
good.
Were also
they,
very funny.
I heard they were getting rid of that section because
oh, really?
Of,
oh, because
know,
of
what
the section
happened.
Of the Craigslist killer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that might be a good reason to get rid. But you know what? It's going to happen. No matter what happens. No matter if there's Craigslist, whatever's around. There's going to be some psycho.
It's too bad they got rid of that because it was fun. Part of the best of Craigslist was fun. When you would get things that were wrongly posted in the wrong section, because that would be good. Like looking for furniture or something with a strong back.
Yeah. Oh.
That sort of thing.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it was always interesting.
Well, here's a couple of good ads. Here's one originally posted on March 4th. I don't know the city on this one, but said, looking for a beard mentor.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, like I have a beard, I can help you grow a beard, too?
Yeah, well, something
great.
Like this. It says, I've had a mustache and beard off and on for the years. I've tried styling it in the past, but I just can't seem to get it to the next level. Looking for some serious pro tips with this, as well as some styling services by someone with skilled hands.
Oh, my.
Please submit me your beard and mustache resume. Also, if you have pictures of your achievements, that would be greatly appreciated. I'm currently having trouble with getting my handlebar working correctly, as well as the sideburns, as keeping sideburns even.
Oh, you need the wax.
Yeah. I guess, is there some wax? I don't know.
I think there's mustache wax.
I have no idea. This is serious business, as I've been informed I need to style it up, shave it off, or lose my job. And in the parentheses it says, I work in adult daycare.
Fantastic. He wants
adult daycare. What does that mean?
He wants a beard so he can scare the kids.
The kids or the adults?
Adult daycare. I don't know what
that
means.
What does that mean?
I don't know what that means. Older kids?
Something kinky. Here's another one from the Best of Craigslist. This is from
awesome.
Richmond. Could be Richmond, Virginia. I don't know which one. This is from February. Titled, Free Toilet Needs TLC. Could be fixed up, a little dirty. And it leaked and overflowed the last time it was used. My son stuffed an action figure down it, so if anyone picks this up and fixes it, can you drop the action figure back into my house? My son would really appreciate it.
Oh my gosh, that's really...
That's fantastic.
Amazing.
Here's another one from Boulder, Colorado, originally posted on Tuesday, February 16th, entitled, Sea Monkeys.
Oh boy, sea monkeys.
Please rescue my son, sea monkeys. The sea monkeys are a well-intentioned gift from a relative, but my son has poor vision and can't see them at all. So they've become mommy's problem.
What?
We are moving and I have no idea how to transport them across the state. Plus, I don't care.
That's
part of that.
Someone's got to help her. She needs help. She doesn't care.
So they would love a new owner. They come with their tank, food, and food scooping spoon, and a little syringe and keychain thing in case someone wants to suck sea monkeys out of the tank and carry them around for some reason.
What?
As shown, except that our tank is red, not blue, and the eggs have already been hatched. They would be a great dorm pet as they don't take up any space and are really quiet. Really, they would be a good pet for anyone. I'm not picky. I don't think they are either. I realize that some people feed sea monkeys to fish and such, and I have no problem with that. But I'm not interested in giving these creatures away for that purpose, simply because it seems like a waste of all the plastic crap that comes with them. So please take them if you actually want to keep them. Thank you. And there's some star and asterisk next to this, and it says, please not flag and tell me this belongs in pets. Seriously, they're sea monkeys. Come on.
That's awesome. Sea monkeys, how long do those live?
Like
I mean,
2 minutes. And you know what? I actually did have some sea monkeys in my dorm room.
Really?
When I was in college. Oh, yes. I bought them at a toy store.
Uh-huh.
And I hatched them, and they're underwhelming.
Oh.
That's all I have. They're a little brine shrimp.
Yeah.
They're underwhelming.
Pretty much what they are.
Yeah, it's not, it's very, they're not good.
Kind of gross.
It's a little gross.
That's a funny one. That's great.
Yeah. This one is, I don't know where this is from, but this is Tuesday, January 26th.
Okay.
It's entitled Free Stuffed Walrus Head. This walrus head has been in my family for years. I have never liked it. It was given to me by my father in his will. I'm sure it was his idea to get back at me for the alternative lifestyle that he never approved of. I'm going to throw this in the dumpster if I don't get rid of it by the end of the week. I can't even sleep with this thing in the house. I'll be awake all night. Feel free to give me a call at any time to let me know when you can come pick it up.
Wow. I feel like I feel like some of these we should respond to get more information.
I think some of these are already deleted.
That's amazing.
I got a couple more for you.
Okay.
I got one, let's see. Oh, this one, I don't know where it was originally posted, but it's from December 5th, entitled, 1,500 Live Ladybugs Accidentally Bought While Drunk Feels Bad.
1,500?
1,500.
Bought while drunk?
Ladybugs, while drunk.
That's funny.
So after consuming pot brownies and getting a little too drunk on Thanksgiving, a friend and I decided to buy 1,500 live ladybugs from Amazon, which was a great idea until they came in the mail.
Why did you get everything at Amazon?
Again, ladybugs. Now they're sitting on my windowsill, and I have nothing really to do with them. If I set them free, they'll die in the weather. If I leave them on my windowsill, they'll die. So if you have a greenhouse or some kind of animals to feed them to, it'd be awesome. I don't want to ruin 1,500 lives. email me and tell me what you're going to do with them, and you can come pick them up, and they're yours.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Oh, wait, this is, it's actually right. Park Slope.
Oh, it's Park Slope.
Yes.
Okay. Wow. Can you return that stuff to Amazon? They're pretty good about return.
I don't know if they'd take some ladybugs.
Wow.
All right, we got one really good one to end.
Okay.
It was fantastic.
This will be our,
yeah. Okay.
Okay.
This is entitled, To the Beautiful Lady Who Saw Me Pooping.
What?
This is in the Men for Women section. Again, entitled, To the Beautiful Lady Who Saw Me Pooping.
Wow.
Me, taking a huge poop in the 15-person pizza bathroom.
Pizza bathroom?
Yeah. 15P pizza bathroom. I don't know what that is. Is that a place in New York or I don't know. You, drunk, beautiful, discovered that I forgot to lock the door in my haste.
Oh.
Look, I know it must have been awkward for you to see me in that state, and especially since it didn't seem to bother me that you walked in. We made eye contact for a brief moment. You had the most beautiful brown eyes, no pun intended.
Oh, my gosh.
I said, you beautiful lady, right as you slammed the door, and I meant it. Everyone poops, and now that you've seen me pooping, I feel like we have already moved our relationship to a higher level. If you read this and feel the same way, respond. I hope the smell didn't offend you. I ate Indian food for lunch.
Oh, God. That's horrible. Jeez. Jesus.
And that is the best of Craigslist.
Wow,
Craigslist.
That is awesome. Nice.
Day.
Great job with that. That's awesome. Wow, those are great.
They are pretty good.
Wow. Those are really good. That's really special.
To the beautiful lady who saw me pooping.
Wow,
oh,
beautiful.
Fantastic.
So we only have like a few minutes left, right?
It seems that we only have 2 minutes remaining.
And there's no more calls.
There's no more calls.
So we're going to be going from here.
We're going to be going from here.
Ending the show, and
yes.
We're going to be playing some Smash.
We're going to be playing some Smash and possibly
what,
eating
what we normally
drinking.
Do.
That's right.
Definitely going to happen.
That's right. If you enjoyed our show, which I'm not sure if it was enjoyable or not.
Or if more than two people were listening.
Or if more two people were listening, that would have been amazing. You can join us next week at the very same time.
Same place.
Same place. Hopefully with less fruit flies.
I hope so, too. I apologize for that. I hope we'll have that under control next time. But I guess, do we have to get out of here now?
I think we have to get out of here now.
We have to get out of here.
All right.
But it's been real.
It's been real. Thanks for joining us on our first show.
It's awesome, and I hope we have a lot more material next week.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, wow, we're almost running out of time.
Do we have to put a quarter in to get more?
It sounded like, I don't know if people hear that on the show, but we just got the 90-second
warning.
Yeah, we got
a 90-second warning.
So, yeah, check us out online at Blog Talk Radio, the Derek and Kay Show.
Derek and Kay Show.
And the call number is always 661-467-2416.
That's right.
And I guess that's it.
Have a good week, everybody. Thanks for joining us.
This has been the Derek and Kay Show. We'll see you next time.
Do you have a quarter? I need to put it on.
I'm good.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. See you next time.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.